With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following days of torrential rains, the Pacific Northwest is dealing with flooding of historic proportions. Bridges, roads, and even some homes have been swept away, and a state of emergency has been declared in the state of Washington. The Trump administration is vowing to appeal a federal judge's release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who had been living in Maryland. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says this is another case of judicial activism.
Abrego Garcia is present in our country illegally. He is a proven human trafficker. He is a proven gang member. The administration has evidence of that. And as you saw from the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying they'll continue to fight this legal battle in court.
Australia's first of its kind social media ban for those under 16 is being challenged in court.
This is the second high court challenge that the government's faced. Just last month, two teenagers also launched a legal challenge against this bill. And it's just, 2 days after the law came into force. But of course, I think, you know, the government was bracing itself for these legal challenges. The government has said repeatedly that it's not going to be threatened by these legal challenges. It will fight in the courts, that it's on the side of the parents, not the platforms. But it's, of course, a law that's caused a lot of discussion about how best to protect young people, but also how to go about it and who's responsible for protecting the children. Is it the platforms? Is it the government? Is it the parents?
The BBC's Katie Watson. A Republican-friendly congressional redistricting plan has gone down to defeat in the GOP-majority Indiana State Senate. 21 Republicans joined every Democrat in voting against the plan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points, the Nasdaq 82 points lower. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice weighs in on a Virginia school dispute.
Two boys were suspended from Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County after complaining about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Their families are suing, and now the DOJ has filed a motion to intervene on their behalf. The department has issued a statement saying, quote, Loudoun County's decision to advance and promote gender ideology tramples on the rights of religious students who cannot embrace ideas that deny biological reality. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious celebrations are powering a surge in seafood sales in this country. In recent years, the Italian-American custom of the Feast of the Seven Fishes has grown in popularity. The meal is intended as a vigil, the last moment of Advent before Jesus is born. Americans of Eastern European descent often want carp on Christmas Eve, while others want salt cod for their Christmas dinner. This is SRN News. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day.
Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at grave sites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation as well as their family members who are laid together at rest. The day features the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks in the morning at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events are taking place all across the U.S. The charity's website is Wreaths Across America, all one word, wreathsacrossamerica.org. George Williams, Washington.
Disney investing $1 billion in OpenAI to bring characters like Mickey Mouse and Luke Skywalker to the AI company's Sora video tool. 3-year licensing deal, Disney the first major content provider for Sora. More details at srnnews.com.